I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. And as far as fishing, did you have a pretty good weekend up there for fishermen?
You know, our pressure's still not the greatest, but it sounded like people caught fish. Bitter Lake was pretty good. They're catching, you know, fair numbers of all sizes of fish. A few people on Waw Bay did well on the walleye as well. Back down the Bitter, I guess a few perch were caught, I also heard. So that's good, you know, hearing about some perch as well as the walleyes on Bitter. And then, you know, there's some activity on reeds. That bite's been pretty tough. You know, they're catching a few walleyes and a few smallmouth bass, but overall, I would say the reeds bite's been tough since it opened up. And then up on Enemy Swim, they're catching a few bluegills again, starting to see a few of those bluegills come out of there.
Anything in the northern part of the county, that Lynn or Opitz or other lakes?
No, I really haven't heard much on those. I know at one point Hazleton, I think, had some perch biting a couple weeks ago. I haven't heard anything lately. But Lynn's been pretty quiet, and Opitz, I think the pressure's just dropped off there because all they were getting was smaller fish.
I know earlier in the month or last month, we had some carp die on a few lakes, and then I heard about maybe some walleyes because of the warm water, lack of oxygen, did die on Lake Albert. Anything like that in Day County?
You know, I haven't heard anything in Day County. I did hear of some carp dying this past weekend over on Indian Springs. They were seeing some dead carp there. It wouldn't surprise me, you know, with the warm weather we had, oxygen levels can get pretty low during that, with that warmer water. That we would see some die-offs. Hopefully, you know, we had a cool-off this week. I think that helps things a little bit, but hopefully we get some cooler weather here in the next week, too, and hopefully we can avoid having any major kills.
Since last week, a couple lakes that you may be wrapped up test netting, and then you are in the process of test netting now. Any results?
Yeah, last week, you know, we were on Indian Springs, and like that thing, it looked really good as far as walleye numbers, nice size, quality fish. Perch numbers look pretty good as well. Now this week, we're on Reed Lake, seeing good numbers of about 10 to 12 inch walleyes, actually quite abundant down there. Talking to the anglers that are fishing down on Reed, and that's what they're primarily catching. But then there are some 15-inch fish that are, you know, 15 inches and up. And it sounds like they're catching a few of those. And the perch look pretty good. Good numbers of 10 to 12-inch perch in that system right now. I would expect Reed to be a good one this winter as far as perch bite goes. The other lake, there's crew working up on Waw Bay right now. Seeing, I'd say, fair to moderate numbers of walleyes. Probably low to moderate numbers of perch right now. So things aren't looking quite as well as they had in the last couple of years on Waw Bay, but we still got a couple of days of that survey to go, so hopefully they pick up a little bit.
Well, next month starts out the late summer goose hunting. Much for depredation damage or calls about it in Day County, to your knowledge?
Yeah, Day County's, you know, still the busiest as far as depredation goes in the Northeast. We still have the most geese in the area and have the most, probably the biggest problems. But talking to the guys, it sounds like this year fewer calls, fewer complaints. Still put out quite a few fences to try to keep the geese out of soybeans. But I would say the numbers are down from what they were, you know, in the years past. And sounds like the numbers are right where they, well, in within the range of where they want them. So that's probably why we're not seeing the, you know, the complaints that we have in the past.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, thank you. Now we head up to Big Stone Lake, Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side, talking to Jenny. And I guess as far as perch and walleye fishermen, are they the fishing pressure that you have, is it still in the middle to the north part of the lake?
Yes, it is. Yep, it looks like more people are even going as really far north lately. So,
is that more for walleyes and less for perch, do you think?
I think probably more for walleye, yeah. But the perch, they are going, you know, starting a little bit north of here and then for a few miles. So, yeah.
Is some people, are some fishermen finding perch and catching a few?
Yes. It's kind of been with water temps high. It has been, you know, slow at times, but then I see some great limits coming in at different times too. So mm-hmm. I think you have to work for your fish, but you definitely can find some up there.
So the water temps probably in the high 70s?
I would think so, yes.
Well, Jenny at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you. Now we head to Clark, South Dakota, Conservation Officer Zach Thompson. Zach, as far as fishing, do you have a couple lakes besides Willow Lake where people are catching any perch or walleyes?
You know, it's been pretty slow out right now. At the last week here with the heat and everything, it's definitely slowed down a little bit. But the reeds, there's still some small walleyes coming out of it. Not too exciting of a bite anymore. Otherwise, I haven't seen much pressure on Swan, and Dry Lake, too, is the lake to still be at. The fishing's been really good here lately, and people are seeming to start finding the big perch now, whether they're vertical jigging or pulling trawlers.
Now, if you put in at Willow Lake on that south boat ramp, it's a good thing to stay west?
Yep, it is. Definitely, you got to be careful as you put in at the boat ramp. It's probably only 3 foot across there between that first point and the island. Otherwise, that Willow Lake road access, it's only about a foot and a half to 2.5 foot at most. So make sure if you go across, you take it nice and slow and get that motor trimmed all the way up and try not to bump the road there.
Zach, of depredation accounts, I imagine you arrive kind of in the middle of it, but do you think they're down in the Clark area this year from honkers?
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty quiet this year for depredation stuff. On average, I'd say it's down a little bit just from the permits I've seen. And otherwise, just kind of been out and about, still looking for geese, trying to hit the fields or whatnot, but it's been pretty, seems like the numbers are going to be down a little bit this year from the average years.
Well, Zach Thompson, Conservation Officer out of Clark County, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, any results from test netting? Any lakes in your region?
Well, we're just finishing up our lake surveys this week, and we hit a few of our bigger waters. We've been on the Oakwoods last week, and they still look really good. There's abundant walleye populations in both the east and the west lakes. Quite a few perch in there too. I don't think the size structure is that good. A lot of smaller perch, which are probably feeding the walleyes. But East Oakwood Lake looks like there's some young recruits coming on. A lot of fish in that 12, 13 inch category. Of course, that fishery's been pretty good the last couple of years. And then this week, we've been on East and West Highway 81 lakes. From what I heard, preliminary results from the West Lake survey, not a ton of walleyes, but a few smaller fish and quite a few fish over 20 inches. So a pretty good population of bigger fish might be a good shot for a trophy this fall. Other fish in the nets, the usual big bullheads, yellow and black bullheads, white bass, some smallmouth bass. They did not see any muskies, but that's not atypical this time of year in frame nets or gill nets. And perch, there's definitely some perch out there, but nothing really to speak of. So perch have been kind of slow around the region. We have yet to have a bite materialize this summer.
Anything between south of Brookings down to Lake Madison that might be a better lake to try over another?
You know, I've gotten a couple of reports off of Lake Campbell. I think they're catching both some of those walleyes, a little bit nicer, 16 to 18 inch fish, and they're also getting some of those sawguys in that are now in that 12 maybe to 14 inch class. So that might be a lake to try. The Madison chain there has been pretty slow. I know Brant Lake's been really slow, and we're not hearing much off of Madison. I know that a couple weeks back the league out there was a pretty tough bite for walleyes, even though I did hear a few perch being caught on plugs. And Herman, we just haven't heard much at all recently. Minnehaha County Lakes have as a whole been pretty quiet down there. We're just not getting a lot of reports right now. I don't think there's a ton of anglers out in the region right now.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls with the Game Fish and Parks. Thank you. Now we travel down to Hamlin County. Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen, and as far as fishing, early morning, afternoon, evening, is anything working?
It's been really slow. I would definitely say we're in the dog days of summer. I have been seeing a handful of boats early mornings, late evenings, setting up probably for perch is what would be my guess. I'm seeing a lot of people off in front of that the smoking shack there on the south side of Ponset, and then over by the Grapes Point. They're not trolling along. They're definitely setting up. I would guess they're vertical digging for the perch. Success rates right now are still pretty slow. Water temps, I was out there the other day marking some areas for the Christmas trees that we dropped on Wednesday, and water temps are like 81 out there, so it's definitely getting pretty warm.
As far as Albert and Lake Norden, Clear Lake by Thomas, they're all pretty slow, aren't they?
Yeah, everything's really slow right now. You know, going by Lake Norden and Lake John is another one. Clear Lake, you know, those shallower lakes are definitely really warm. They're getting green too right now with the way the algae's blooming due to the temps, and so I just haven't seen a ton of people out there fishing lately.
Have you had any perfect days yet on the brood route?
We have had a few good days. It sounds like the results are in. Biologists are starting to kind of calculate up what we all found throughout the state and get the percentages out there. So it should be shortly. We should have some stuff to put out there of how the results were, but I would say on my route alone was definitely up from last year.
Dan, Canadian honkers, have you had much for depredation this year?
You know, there's those popular areas that we find depredation at, around the Lake Norden, Lake John Sloughs, over by Johnson Slough, Hayes GPA. We find that all over, but, amazingly this year, actually, it was fairly quiet, and I don't know if we just, that late spring that we had, if we didn't have the hatch that we were hoping, and we just don't have those, the numbers of birds that we had, a year or two ago. It seemed like last year we had a lot more than we did this year, so.
Okay. Well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Conservation Officer Kyle Lenzner. And Kyle, fishing in the area, is any lakes getting much pressure? And if so, what lakes are, yielding a few?
I'd say probably the busier ones would be Dry Lake up by Florence there, and then probably Goose Lake. Fishing pressure's kind of slowed down a little bit on both those just with the heat and fishing isn't quite as good as it was, but guys are still picking up fish out on the body of the water. So
I know the flooded roads there, the one south of Florence, you really have to slow down in a boat to go over it because it is pretty shallow there.
Yep.
Long Lake or Stink or any lesser-known lakes from shore working?
haven't heard too much from any of the other ones. No, I haven't seen much even at those for activity yet. We've kind of in that lull of the summer, so hopefully here one of these days we come out of it.
Has Goose Lake dropped enough yet for the dock to be put in there, or will that pretty much not make it in this summer?
It hasn't dropped enough yet, nope. And it's hard to say if it's going to get put in, and we're getting to that time of year now where I don't know if we'll put it in anymore or not. It's hard
yeah.
to say.
Still fishermen on there on a regular basis?
Pretty regular, yeah.
I think sometimes the southeast end and sometimes the west end, but I guess if you put enough hours in, you can find a few fish there at times.
Yep.
Pelican, Kempeski, anything?
No, those have kind of, since about the beginning of July into June, they have kind of become non-existent or no factor. So,
have you had any real good days for your brood route?
I've had some pretty good days, yeah. I know it looks decent up here, but until we compile everything, it's hard to say what it's going to be this year.
Yeah, conditions where the dew's out and they should be up on the roads and everything like that. Hopefully there's a few of those days.
Yep, it sounds like the routes have been going pretty good this year. But that's also last year and the year before, during our time frame when we run our routes, we didn't have very many prime route condition days. So
yeah,
hopefully, and this year we had more days that were not very good days than we had that were good days last year. So
okay, good.
So that's that. Hopefully that helps out a little bit too. So,
well, Kyle Lenzner out of the Watertown Game Fish and Parks office. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.